From the Heart, December 27. Change in Raiment. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed. The Lord Jesus has sent a most solemn message to the Laodicean church. In the counsel of the true witness, he urges upon his people the necessity of being clothed in the white garment of his righteousness. Every guest accepted for the marriage supper of the Lamb will be arrayed in this spotless robe. But Satan is determined that those who have been sinners shall not wear this spotless garment, and he is seeking to obtain unlimited power over them. The controversy over those who have been purchased by the blood of Christ is pictured by the prophet. He says, "And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" Joshua represents those who are making a penitent plea at the throne of grace, and Satan stands as their adversary to accuse them before Christ. The prophet continues, "Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment." The wedding garment is the righteousness of Christ and represents the character of those who will be accepted as guests for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Those who have transgressed the law, who have committed sin, can find no saving quality in the law which condemns them. But Christ has become the sin-bearer for the whole world. Those who receive Christ as their personal Savior yield up their way to His will and His way. They cast their sins upon Him and receive and rejoice in the imputed righteousness of Christ. They know what it means to have a change of raiment. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.